Donga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Thursday, April 14th, 2016. Thank you very much for joining us live from Washington this evening. This is Ndimyake Mwakalyelye. Here are our top stories this evening. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC Tea Party stages a street protest in Harare against poverty and missing diamond funds.
Mugabe is no solution to the crisis because he's too tired. We are demanding a dignified exit for a tired Mugabe.
Relatives of women stranded in Kuwait are seeking help for their safe return home.
Independence to us means nothing. It is meaningless. We don't have jobs. The children we have sent to school are not going to work. We are struggling for food every day.
And some Zimbabweans say the country's independence has become a nightmare. These stories and much more coming up. Please stay tuned. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today led thousands of his Movement for Democratic Change supporters in street protests demanding an explanation to the missing $15 billion diamond fund and an end to rising poverty and unemployment. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Thousands of MDCT supporters gathered at an open space near ZANU-PF headquarters that the opposition has dubbed Freedom Square before Tsvangirai, his wife Elizabeth, and the top MDC brass led them through the Central Business District to Africa Unity Square adjacent to Parliament. The placard-carrying protesters sang revolutionary songs as they marched through Robert Mugabe Way, turning into Julius Nyerere, before making another turn into Nelson Mandela, going past their party's headquarters and headed to Africa Unity Square, where Tsvangirai addressed them.
The 2 million jobs that we were promised has now turned out to be 2 million vendors. Yeah. Mugabe is no solution to the crisis because he's too tired. We are demanding a dignified exit for a tired Mugabe. Yeah. Go and have an early retirement, a dignified exit. Yeah.
Tsvangirai noted, though, that he was not calling for the overthrow of the sitting government. Tsvangirai told his supporters that he was worried by the ruling party's failure to create the 2.2 million jobs that the president promised in the run-up to the 2013 national elections, adding that poverty was now rife in the country.
We are going to demand and take our rights. To the people of Zimbabwe, never again should we entrust our freedom in any particular individual.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says close to 1,000 companies have shut down following the polls that the opposition says were fundamentally flawed. MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora said his party was demanding an explanation to the missing $15 billion in diamond proceeds, noting that the protests would spread to other provinces in the next few days before a national mass action is announced.
This is just the beginning of the demonstrations we are going to have. We are going to have demonstrations in Bulawayo, Mutare, Mashingo, Gweru, Chinoi and the other cities before we cascade to the growth points. But I want to commend the people of Zimbabwe for showing peace, for showing that they are responsible. This demonstration shows that Zimbabweans are able to have peaceful demonstrations.
The MDCT's Harare Provincial Organizing Secretary, Rhino Mashaya, said the only solution to the economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe was for Mr. Mugabe to leave office.
I understand everyone now knows Mugabe is the problem, and they are demanding their jobs and the 15 billion just disappear from nowhere whilst we got leadership in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mugabe stunned the nation recently when he claimed that his government could not account for more than $15 billion in diamond sales generated from Manicaland province. As the opposition supporters marched in the streets of Harare, heavily armed police patrolled the streets and barricaded the road when protesters intended to march on parliament. The march proceeded after the High Court yesterday ordered the police not to stop the opposition from protesting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.